Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. I do want to remind you about the other podcasts that you can listen to. First of all, we have Public Domain Video Theater. Public Domain Video Theater, which is about twice a month, we bring you a public domain television episode. Usually, we rotate back and forth between Dragnet and Boston Blackie. And you can get that automatically delivered. Just go to videotheater.greatdetectives.net. Then we have The Amazing World of Radio. No current series going, but we did just finish up our special salute to my mom with four programs that were released on her birthday. And then prior to that, we had our Great Movies Over Radio podcast. And we also had The Summer of Bogart, as well as Orson Welles' Les Miserables. There are a lot of different series that we do, so you can check that out, amazing.greatdetectives.net. And if you're looking for good comics, you know, that are really fun to read, you want to check out my podcast, the Classic Comics Podcast. That's at classiccomicsguy.com, where we look at classic and classy comics of the modern era. So check that out. All right, it's time now for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, October the 1st, 1947. And this one is Jim Wells's Death Wish.
Are you Jimmy Wells?
Yeah.
Well, it took me a long time, but I finally did it.
Did what?
Found you. I'm Boston Blackie.
So what?
So, for the first time in the last few days, you're safe, unless I have the wrong Jimmy Wells. Is your wife's name Dorothy?
Yeah.
You live at 2100 Leslie Boulevard? And you're a salesman?
That's right.
Then you're the Jimmy Wells I want.
I don't know what for.
For protection, Wells. Your protection.
What?
I got a tip from unhealthy sources that you're going to be killed.
Oh, then they're serious about it, huh?
They mean business, Wells. With the business end of a gun. But you don't have to worry now. I'll take care of you and them, too.
You will, huh?
Yes.
Get lost, Blackie.
You don't seem to understand. They're going to kill you.
You don't seem to understand. That's exactly what I want.
And now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Look, Wells, I didn't spend 48 hours looking for you just to hear you say that you want to be killed.
Well, you heard me say it, Blackie.
I've heard other bad jokes, too.
Oh, this isn't a joke.
What is it? New brand of humor?
I'm dead serious, Blackie.
Dead serious, huh? Well, if you are, you're going to be dead, period.
That's exactly what I want to be.
I'd like to ask you why, but I'm not going to. I'm afraid of the answer. Look, let's stop this kidding before I begin to think that I'm crazy, too.
You are crazy if you think I'm going to let you protect me.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'm crazy if I try. So long, Wells. It was weird knowing you.
Goodbye, Blackie. I'll be...
I know exactly what you'll be if I don't help you, Wells. Dead. But I don't think you really believe that.
Oh, yes, I do. I know it's going to kill me, too.
Who?
You don't think I'm stupid enough to tell you, do you? You'd stop them.
That does it, Wells.
It does what?
That convinces me you're really serious about wanting to be killed.
I was wondering how long it'd take you to realize that.
Well, I know it now. But what you don't know is you're going to get protection whether you like it or not.
Oh.
afraid I had to knock you out so your killers, when they come calling, wouldn't find you in.
Come in.
Hello, Faraday.
Go.
Oh, hello, Sergeant Wilson. Where's the inspector?
Home, Blackie. At least I think he is.
Let me go.
Oh, come on in, you.
Who's your groggy-looking friend?
Now, look, will you let me go?
His name is Jimmy Wells, and I want you to keep him under lock and key.
What's he done, Blackie?
Nothing, except he wants to make like a victim.
Huh? Let me out of here. I want them to kill me, you understand? Now, why don't you let me alone? You got no right to hold me here.
Well, now, what do you know about that?
I don't know anything about it, Sergeant, except he's been marked for execution by the underworld, and he's as happy about it as if he were in his right mind.
He's really been put on the spot, eh?
For a rub-out, Sergeant. You better give him a nice, safe cell until I can get in touch with Faraday and find out what to do next.
Well, I don't know, Blackie. Maybe I can...
Hold him in the next room. I'll answer that. Maybe Faraday.
Okay, come on, Wells.
You can't hold me.
Come on and shut up with you.
Goodbye, Sergeant. Hello.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Faraday, old pal. This is Blackie.
This is all I need. Goodbye.
Oh, don't say goodbye, Faraday. You can take more of me than this. What's the matter? Why aren't you at your office today?
Now, why are you in my office? It's none of your business why I'm not there. Where's Wilson?
He's in the next room. Look, I've picked up a guy named Jimmy Wells who's trying to get himself knocked off by an underworld mob.
How do you know?
I got a tip through my usual, unusual sources. This guy Wells doesn't want help, but we'd better give him protection before they give him the works.
Yeah, what do you want me to do about it?
Just want you to know that I want him locked up.
No, you can't put that guy behind bars unless he asks for it. But hold him for a few minutes. I'll see what can be done.
Okay. I was afraid when you weren't here that you might be sick.
I am sick. Of you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, Wilson, come on in here.
Blackie,
I just talked to... Hey, Wilson, where'd you get that swollen eye?
That guy Wells gave it to me, Blackie. I got a black eye and he got away.
Dorothy Wells?
Yes, I am.
I'm Walter Branch. May I come in?
Why, I...
Let's make up our mind for her, huh, Mr. Branch? I'm sure we're welcome, Tommy. We'll take up only a few minutes of your time, Mrs. Wells. Close the door, Tommy.
Sure, Mr. Branch.
Is your husband at home, Mrs. Wells?
No, he's not.
Do you know where he is?
No, I don't.
You're sure he isn't in hiding somewhere in this house?
No. I don't know where he is. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you. I know why you want to see him. You want to kill him.
Oh, now, how can you say a thing like that, Mrs. Wells?
Because you do want to kill him. That's what you're looking for him. You and this gunman of yours.
I go everywhere Mr. Branch goes, Mrs. Wells.
And all Tommy and I want to do is talk to your husband. Are you sure we don't know where we can, get in touch with him?
I hope you never find him. Because I know what you'll do to him.
Well, you do us an injustice, Mrs. Wells. All we want to do is talk business with your husband. But since he isn't here...
He isn't here. Now, will you leave, both of you?
I guess the lady doesn't want us here, Mr. Branch.
Obviously not, Tommy. Mrs. Wells, when you see your husband, tell him we're sorry he wasn't at home when we came to call. For if he'd been here, it would have saved a lot of trouble for everyone concerned.
You keep an eye on that side of the street, Mary, and I'll do my best to watch this side.
Well, don't you think you better watch where you're driving, Blackie? This isn't a country road.
I'm watching, but if we do run into somebody, I hope it's Wells.
We've been looking for him for 3 hours. Suppose this is the neighborhood where he hangs out. This can go on forever.
It's only going to seem that long. Well, maybe we'd better give up.
And sign Mr. Wells' death warrant? Oh, that doesn't sound like you.
Well, Wells has a wife who might give us some information. That sounds like a shortcut to finding him. Or better still, maybe she knows who's trying to kill him.
Well, that sounds like a much better way to keep Mr. Wells from being killed. Never mind finding him. Find his would-be killer.
That brilliant piece of strategy has just occurred to me, too, Mary.
Uh-oh. It just occurred to me I'm supposed to meet the superintendent of my building at my apartment. It's about redecorating.
Well, I'll drop you off at your building and then go to see Mrs. Wells.
Okay. Well, I hope she can tell you something.
You know what she might tell me, Mary?
What?
That her husband is already dead.
Blackie, I'm Dorothy Wells, Jim's wife. But I haven't seen him or heard from him since yesterday.
Well, I saw him, Mrs. Wells.
You did?
But maybe I've seen him the last time.
I know what you mean. He's going to be killed, isn't he?
That's what I hear, and from people who usually know what they're talking about. Tell me something, Mrs. Wells. Why does your husband want to die?
I don't know.
Does he carry a large insurance policy?
No, a very small one, as far as I know.
I see. Then if he dies, he doesn't make you a rich woman, huh?
No, only an unhappy one, Blackie. Jim and I have had a wonderful life together. Even during all the months he's been gambling.
Gambling and losing?
Yes, and heavily.
Losing and not paying?
He hasn't been able to. We're not poor, but we're not rich, and Jim has lost thousands.
I think you're telling me something that I want to know. Do you know whom he owes this money to?
Yes, a man named Walter Branch. He's been here looking for Jim. And, Blackie, I'd heard Jim talking on the phone to Mr. Branch a couple of nights ago and threatening to go to the police about something if he had to pay his debts.
Uh-huh.
I think it was about marked cards or crooked gambling of some kind. Or something like that.
Mrs. Wells, Walter Branch is looking for your husband, and I'm going out on a limb because I'm going to look for Branch. Faraday, your ears aren't ringing. That's your phone.
I know it, Blackie. Yes?
Inspector?
Yes?
We've checked the files on Walter Branch.
Huh?
We broke up his last gambling joint on Lawrence Place 6 months ago. There's a rumor he's opened up again in a house at 23 Maple Road.
Thanks, Wilson. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
Blackie, we have a tip. Branch is running a gambling joint at 23 Maple Road.
Your department's really clicking, huh? Well, let's go see him.
This isn't homicide, Blackie. It's out of my field.
And it's going to be homicide if Branch gets to Wells before we get to Branch. What would you rather do? Solve a murder or prevent one?
You know the answer to that. Come on, I'm ready.
Wait, I'm not. I think I'd better phone Mary and tell her that I might be a little late for our date tonight.
For the first time, huh? When was the last time you met Miss Wesley when you said you would?
I don't know. My memory doesn't go back that far.
Yeah, if you thought it'd make trouble for me, you'd be late to your own funeral.
Of course, Faraday. I'd be the late Boston Blackie.
Ha ha. You know, the more time you waste on that phone, the more time Branch has to get to Wells. Unless this is all a gag of yours.
It's not a gag, Faraday. Except that Branch wants to gag Wells permanently. Oh, for the love of Pete, wonder why Mary doesn't answer.
And maybe she's like me. She doesn't like to talk to you.
Oh, there's no one like you, Faraday. You're the eighth wonder of the world.
No.
And speaking of wonders, I wonder where Mary is. She's certainly not at home.
Come in.
Oh, a message for you, Inspector Faraday.
Oh, thanks, Wilson.
Well, no use letting this phone ring anymore.
What is this, Wilson? Where'd you get it?
A man brought it to the desk a minute ago. Said some guy gave it to him and told him to deliver it to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Looks like a letter, Faraday. Getting fan mail?
Yeah, ever since I started the Down with Boston Blackie Club. Hey, look who signed this note, Jim Wells.
I can't read the note the way you're holding it.
What's it say, Inspector Faraday?
What's it say, Sergeant? Look, It says, Inspector Faraday, leave me alone. Don't try to protect me, because I have Mary Wesley in a hideout, and if the police or Boston Blackie come near me, she'll be killed.
What?
Then maybe I'll die in the electric chair. But at least I'll be able to die.
Now, back to Boston Blackie. Jim Wells has been put on the spot by gamblers who apparently have reason to kill him. Boston Blackie and the police offer to protect the doomed man, but he refuses help and escapes. While Blackie is searching for his would-be killers, Wells abducts Blackie's friend, Mary Wesley, and threatens to kill her and go to the chair for murder if any attempt is made to escort her. As we return to our story, Wells walks into a room where Mary is gagged and tied to a chair.
Well, Miss Wesley, if I take that gag off your mouth, will you promise me not to scream? All right, all right. I'll see if you can be trusted. Yeah. At least that must be more comfortable, eh?
Yes. Yes, it is. Who are you?
Wells is my name. Jim Wells.
You're the man Blackie and I've been looking for.
Uh-huh, but you didn't find me because I was waiting for you at your apartment.
But why? And why kidnap me and tie me up?
As protection, Miss Wesley. Protection against protection.
Well, you won't have much protection against anything when Blackie finds me
here. Oh, I don't think he wants to find you, Miss Wesley, because if he does, he'll find you dead.
Dead?
Very. You see, I want to die, and I don't want Blackie or the police to interfere. Oh, I'm not crazy, Miss Wesley. You see, I have a reason for wanting to die. And I'll murder you to do it if I have to. Your only hope is that I don't have to. Are you comfortable?
Oh, very comfortable. These ropes aren't cutting into my wrist more than an inch or two.
If your friend Blackie shows up, something else will be cutting your throat.
Couldn't you think of some more unpleasant way to kill me?
I've already thought of it, Miss Wesley. Cutting your throat was merely an expression.
Oh.
Didn't you wonder what I'd been fixing up with the door there?
No, I've been too busy wondering about you.
Well, let me tell you what I've done. I've tied a rifle to the table there. And I ran a string from the trigger to the door.
Oh.
You begin to see, do you? The string is tied to the doorknob. And the door opens out. When the door is opened, the string will be pulled tight. And the gun will fire.
Fine. But you don't think I'm going to sit right here in this spot?
Oh, no. I forgot to tell you, Miss Wesley. Oh. The chair you're sitting in is fastened to the floor.
You think of everything, don't you? You're so clever, Mr. Wells. Well, if I hear voices outside...
I also forgot to tell you that I'm putting a gag back over your mouth. There. Good and tight. Goodbye, Miss Wesley. I'm going out the back way. And if I don't die at the hands of the killers pretty soon... You'll die at the hands of Boston Blackie when he opens that door.
You'd better step aside, Faraday. I want to get this visit to Branch over with so I can go find Mary. Branch and his men probably know a cop when they see one.
You think they don't know you too, Blackie?
Well, they might let me in if they think I'm alone. I hope that note you got threatening Mary was a gag. Believe me, I hope that. Uh-oh. Someone's coming. Duck to one side.
I'll stay on this side so I can give you a hand if we have to shove our way in.
Yeah?
I'd like to see Walter Branch.
Who are you?
Just a guy from out of town looking for some action.
You won't find it here.
The boys said I would.
What boys?
Just the boys. Let me in.
Just a minute. Come on in. But no funny stuff, because I got a gun on you.
No, no funny stuff. But I'm bringing a funny friend. Come on in, Faraday.
Branch!
No, you don't.
Well, you bet. We're in, Faraday. And he's out.
Yeah, but what are we in for? This guy's not alone.
And he's not out anymore, either. He's coming, too.
He's taking us to Branch, huh?
If he doesn't, I'll use a little more persuasion. Get up, you, and fast.
What's with you? What do you want?
We want to see Branch.
What for?
We'll tell that to him. Come on, take us in to see him.
Okay, this way.
And this better be the right way, too.
These guys are as meek as babies when you take their guns away from them, Blackie, huh?
This is the boss's office right here.
It better be.
Come in.
Couple of guys to see you, Mr. Branch.
To see me? Well, come in, gentlemen, come in.
Thanks.
Okay.
Guns? What's the meaning of gun?
We had to use pistols instead of passes, Branch. This is Inspector Faraday, and I'm Boston Blackie.
Hello, Inspector Faraday. Oh, sit down. Tommy, that'll be all.
Sure, Mr. Branch.
You may put your guns away, gentlemen. I'm not armed.
But your assistants are. We'll play safe.
As you wish. To what do I owe the doubtful honor of this visit?
You ought to know why we're here.
It's about Jim Wells.
Oh, well.
Now, don't say you've never heard of him.
No, I know the man well, very well.
So well, you want to kill him, don't you?
I have every reason in the world to want him dead, Inspector Faraday, but I don't believe in murder. The consequences to the killer are equally fatal. I have no intention whatsoever of having Wells eliminated, though, believe me, I'd be quite elated if he'd drop dead.
Hello.
Is this Boston Blackie's apartment?
Yes, and this is Blackie.
Hello, Blackie. This is Jim Wells.
Wells, where's Mary?
Don't get excited, Blackie. She's all right. In fact, I phoned to tell you where she is so you can go get her.
Where is she?
She's waiting for you in the living room of a house on Cherry Street. Number 10 Cherry Street.
Number 10 Cherry Street, huh?
Yeah.
Why are you telling me this?
Well, she's a friend of yours. You probably was worried about her.
I sure am. And if anything's happened to her, Wells, you really better go out and get yourself killed.
Well, if the boys were right about it, Mr. Branch, Wells is in this house here. This is number 10 Cherry Street.
Let's go up and have a look, Tommy.
Sure.
I'll get out on your side.
Okay.
Your gun ready?
Always ready, Mr. Branch. Anyhow, Wells doesn't carry a rod.
Well, have yours handy just the same. We don't want to take any chances.
Okay. Hey, looks like there's a note tacked up on the front door.
It is a note.
I guess Wells knows he was spotted here and it scrammed, huh?
The note isn't signed, Tommy, but look what it says.
Well, I'll be it. It says, "Don't open this door, Blackie. Or you'll kill Mary Wesley." Now, how about that?
How about this?
Hey, Mr. Branch, aren't you going to leave that note there for Blackie?
Why should I?
Well, Mr. Branch, if Blackie comes here and opens this door, he'll kill his...
That's exactly what I want him to do, Tommy. And that's what he'll do. Exactly.
Me, Tommy, Jimmy Wells.
Okay, open.
Hello, Tommy.
Hi, Wells, come on in.
Thanks. Well, everything all set?
What do you mean, all set, Wells? You mean about me killing you on orders from Mr. Branch?
Yeah. Oh, brother, what a setup. Everybody in town has an idea I want to die. You got instructions to kill me, and you're going to be paid to kill me.
Yeah.
What nobody knows is that it's somebody else's body you're going to show Branch while... I fade out of town.
It sounds good to you, huh?
Only way I know how to beat that Branch guy. He'd get me no matter what protection I had or how long he had to wait or where I ran away to. Lucky I found out you was working for him and that you'd listen to reason. And, dough.
Sure. Lucky for you. Well, we better make this good, huh?
Yeah, Boston Blackie was on my trail, but I fixed a gimmick with the door and his girl, so he'll be hours trying to get her out without killing her. That'll keep him away until we're finished.
I guess it will. You, ready to go, Wells?
Yeah, sure. Any. Hey, Tommy, that gun. Put it down. You and I are pals. You were going to be paid not to kill me. I was supposed to give you...
You said you was ready to go, didn't you? Oh. Hi, Mr. Branch. Well, there he is.
Yeah, so I see. I'm delighted you came to me with Will's story about wanting to bribe you, Tommy. I'm delighted that Boston Blackie is about to open a door that will kill his girlfriend. And I'm delighted with your loyalty.
Here's 10 Cherry Street, Faraday. Unless Wells was lying, Mary's in there. Come on.
Okay. Take it easy, Blackie. If Wells is on the level, he may be in that house waiting to take a shot at us.
I don't think he's anywhere around, Faraday, because we have something to grab him on now. Let's try the front door.
I have a hunch Miss Wesley isn't even here. This is just a gag of Wells to keep us away from him so he can get himself killed.
You might be right, Inspector. But if Mary is here, he's accomplished the same purpose. We're going to go in there and search the house for her right
now. I know what happens now. I have to turn my back while you genius your way through a locked door.
How'd you guess? Turn around.
How do you do it, Blake?
Well, with locks like this, I first find the kind of a key that might open the lock.
And then?
And then what I do is so tricky I can't understand it myself.
Well, fine.
But I can't unlock this door, Faraday.
Why not? If you're such a genius.
Because a guy doesn't have to be a genius to unlock a door that isn't locked.
Very funny. Come on, let's go in.
Wait a minute, Faraday. If Mary's just beyond this door and it isn't locked, it's because somebody wants us to open it.
Well, for just once, let's do what somebody wants.
Oh, no, Faraday. Something tells me we'd better not. Let's work on this window here and get in that way. The shade's down, so we can't see inside, but I've got a little piece of steel that'll get us inside. Stand back while I do a little prying.
Yeah, that's you. Always prying. Blackie, look. Mary's tied to that chair.
Faraday, that isn't all that's tied. Look at that gun and the string running to the front door. Come on in this window with me. Hold everything, Mary. The Marines have arrived.
I'll take care of the string.
Sit still, Mary. I'll get this gag off your mouth. There we are.
Oh, Blackie. Yeah. Glad you didn't open the front door.
So am I, Mary. Now all I've got to do is close this case.
Who is it?
Boston Blackie. Let me in, Tommy.
Oh, sure, Blackie. Just a minute. Come on in.
Thanks. You seem almost glad to see me.
Why not? I got nothing against you, neither is the boss. You want to see him?
Not just now, Tommy. I think you're the man that I want to see.
What for?
The police just found Jim Wells' body, and he didn't drop dead.
Not too bad.
Who killed him, Tommy?
I don't know why you ask me.
But I did ask you, and I expect an answer.
I expect you do.
Answer me, or you'll get something you don't expect.
Such as what?
Such as this. You want some more?
Oh, but you do.
Oh, yeah. Punk. Oh. Well, I knocked you out, Tommy. Again. Now, maybe, when you wake up, you'll feel like telling me who knocked Wells off.
Yeah, Inspector Faraday. I killed Wells. I had to when Mr. Branch walked in a room.
What do you mean, you had to, Tommy?
I think he means he was hired to do the job, and Branch is the one who hired him. It's a good thing we grabbed Branch, too.
That's right, Blackie. But Wells made a deal with me. He gave me a lot of dough, and we were going to fix it so it looked like he got knocked off.
Well, that explains why Wells was so unconcerned about being killed and why he didn't want protection. He was going to disappear with everybody thinking he was dead.
Yeah, but it doesn't explain why he put Miss Wesley in a spot where she might have been killed.
I can set you straight on that, Inspector Faraday. Wells left a note on the door warning Blackie not to open it. But Mr. Branch took the note and tore it up. He wanted Blackie to open that door and kill Mary Wesley.
He did he? Well, after the way you talked, Faraday is about to open a door for him. A little green door. In the death house at State Prison.
Hi, this is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site where we put out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. I've developed a theory on how a lot of episodes on Boston Blackie are written. Now, it's obviously just speculation, but after listening to 100 or so of these episodes, I think I have the basis to go ahead and speculate. I think that they began the writing with the hook, to figure out some clever, really interesting hook that would draw the listener in. And then they figured out what would be behind the hook, and then they connect things back through the story with a lot of puns and such. Now, if that were true, that would explain why sometimes the solution is not as good as the hook. And this week's, I don't think, was horrible, but it wasn't near as exciting as the actual opening hook. Probably the one thing in this episode that I found silly is just hearing him talk to the guy who ended up killing him about how Boston Blackie was going to take hours to figure a way out of this trap with Mary Wesley and the door. And it took Blackie, I think, about 2 minutes to find his way through the window. I mean, you can just imagine Jim Wells sitting here. Now I've laid the perfect plot against Boston Blackie. It will take him hours of mind-blowing imagination and work. He'll have to tear off the roof just to get in there. It'll take countless hours while I'm able to make my escape. Now let me go ahead and close this window. It's getting a little drafty in here. But at any rate, I thought this was actually a pretty decent episode overall, despite my realization or possible realization of a potential speculation for how this could have been written. All right, listener comments and feedback now, and I have a question from Twitter. Doc Pinko writes in, "Hi Adam, love the airmail mysteries. Have you ever done The Saint, especially with Vincent Price? I'm fairly new to the podcast." Thanks so much. In answer to your question, Doc, yes, we have. We did that, and you can find that on YouTube, or you can go to biglist.greatdetectives.net and click on the link to The Saint. All right. Well, that will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then next Thursday, we'll be back with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.